Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Sunday, May 21st, 2005 in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. After months of reorganization, Russia's now handed out its accreditations, but the number's much smaller than before. Buckner Orphan Care International was one of the fortunate groups. Buckner's Tiffany Taylor says that means only a few adoption agencies working in Russia share Christian values.
Everything we do with orphans overseas and here in the United States has to do with letting them children know about their Heavenly Father and are getting to know the gospel. I also want to pray for those agencies and those families on the agencies that were not accredited.
Families working through unaccredited groups will have to look elsewhere, preventing or delaying many children from joining their families. Next, Book of Hope tells us of an attack on their partner church, Work of Faith, in Ijevsk, Russia. A group of masked special forces and plainclothes police officers began ransacking and interrogations just as the service was ending. The attack seemed to have no connection to any current police investigation, and more troubling, the question asked during the interrogations focused not on legal matters, but on the church itself. Please pray that God will protect the believers and strengthen their witness. And it's been in the works for over a year. Now students from 17 colleges and universities around the United States begin meeting for what's being called the Collegiate Quest. It's a missions effort by Global Missions Fellowship. CQ's Frank Banfield.
Collegiate Quest is an opportunity for students from across the United States to come together for a couple of days of training and worship. And then they're going to have the opportunity to go on a missions trip to Latin America, where they'll be engaged in evangelism and discipleship and actually participate in the planting of new churches.
Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Chuck Swindoll's free book, Darkness and the Dawn, a gift from Transworld Radio, is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. This book can be a great witnessing tool. It uses everyday language to help people understand the atoning work of Jesus Christ. You can also get it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.